You're now listening to 17, a podcast by Emily Chapp.
Thursday, the 26th of February, 2015. I stood and just looked over the hills and the village and the water, and it was gorgeous. I realized how insignificant petty problems or feelings or emotions or occurrences are. They are so small compared to the great vastness of simply living life. Now, this kind of sounds like the ending to a Jodie Picoult book, am I right? I was actually standing on top of Pukekohe Hill at sunset with all of my best friends when I wrote this. Over a month before this entry, I wrote about the apparent peace I had with my ex-boyfriend moving on with someone new, and now 3 months has passed since the actual breakup. You can already see the stages of a child trying to mend herself with no instruction manual. It's the stage where your friends all of a sudden become very important, and hanging out with them as much as possible becomes a viable distraction. To this day, I find tranquility in nature. I find that when my head is in the clouds and my thoughts are lost in space, looking at the foam whip itself upon the waves or sitting with my feet dangling in the Waikato River at sunset listening to my favourite songs brings me back to myself, my naked self, the girl without the problems, without the stresses, without the uncertainties. And I believe that's what I was doing here 2 years ago in the diary entry, reminding myself that I am the world and the world is me.
17, a podcast by Emily Japp.